Hey, hey, I'm a base, halfway down the page. A little less than halfway down the page. Ahu the Afkir Metachso Bey Rav Dimi Ahu the Rav Safra. It's a person.
I didn't think we got that far, no?
No.
We got the Afkir. He said the Chaspa Bey Chasa.
Oh, okay. So, sorry. Up from five lines from that. Ahu the Gavra the Afkid Kasa the Kaspa. You're right, we didn't do that. The person who was Mafkid a silver kais Bechasa and the by the house of Chasa, there was under the Rishus of this person named Chasa. Shachem Chasa Valoipakin. Chasa died suddenly. Rashi says he drowned. And he had not given any directives in regards to this item. So we have this question. This person's coming and claiming that it's his kais. The Yisraim have no idea. But they're the muchzik, and this person has no raya. Aslo k'meder of Nachman. Amar lo yadana be b'chasa d'loy omid. So we have the same type of case as we had before. And he knew that this person Chasa was not a person of measure financially. And this was a cup that would have been significant. And the person is giving some indication. He's giving the simonim that he recognizes the kais. Moran, the verse is that this would only work the combination of the two. Only works Eladoloi Rogel than Ayalba Nofik Lahasim, that the person doesn't come into the house regularly. I will Rogel the Ayalba Nofik Lahasim, if he's accustomed to coming in and out of the house. Emer Ina Shachrina Afkid. So even if we'll accept the fact that Reb Chasa that was not a person who was Omid, so he got it as a becoming from somebody, but who said it was this person's? Maybe somebody else's. V'iyu Michsa Chaza. And later on, and he, this person who's claiming it, happened to have noticed it. So we give it to him. He skips town. Then the real owner comes, proves that he gave it, and then the Yisraelim have a chiyuv, and they have no way to pay it back. So they would not be responsible for them to give it to this individual. Okay. So Mor says another story. Ahu the Afkid Metachsa Bey Rav Dimi Ahu the Rav Safra. So he put this type of garment, an expensive silk garment by Rav Dimi, the brother of Rav Safra. Shachar Rav Dimi Vilayat Pocket. Rav Dimi had died without giving any directives in regards to this garment. Also Kameh Derbi Abba. So they came, and the owner of the garment is now coming to claim it. And the Yisraelim don't know. And they go into Rav Abba. So Amar Lahu Chada Dirana Be Rav Dimi Dali Omid. This type of garment was a very expensive garment. I know that did not fit into the normal clothing that they would have. He was not of that wealth. Void Hokayoib Simona, the person's giving a simon on the garment. Well, I'm more in Eldel Rogaldun Lyle Benofik Lahosim. Abo Rogald Isle Benofik Lahosim. Emma Imishakrina Afkid Bio Mixachosim. Okay. So, the more, I'm assuming the reason the more brought these three different quotes from three different Amoroyim is that they all had the same approach. We have Reb Ami doing that with the case of Rami Yaisho. We have Reb Nachman doing that with the story of Chasa, and we have Reb Abba doing that with the story of Reb Dimi, that they all came up with the same approach, and so we have three Amoroyim, which are all saying that this is a valid approach, how to deal with it. Okay. Ahu da Amar Lahu Nichse the Tuvya. A person, before he died,
Rabbi, the garments were left as collateral.
No. It was a pikkudin.
Oh, okay.
It was given as a pikkudin for him to watch.
Okay.
And the person who comes saying, I asked him to watch it for me. He never gave any directive who gave him the garment, etc. He's asking for his garment back. Who damer lehu nichsei the tuvia? He said, my property should go to tuvia. Problem was, there was more than one tuvia, and he didn't say which tuvia. And then shach, if he died, so a person was ill, and we have a concept of a person whose shkimerai gives it savor, so just by giving it, it's effective. And so it's effectively, this property is supposed to go to tuvia. Now what happens? So also tuvia. So a tuvia came. So Rabbi Yochanan Harei bought tuvia. So a tuvia came, and Omar, and he had said tuvia. But also Rav Tuvia. The Tuvia, one second. But also Rav Tuvia, then Rav Tuvia came, and Sir Birchin said, "La Tuvia Omar, La Rav Tuvia Lo Omar." If he would have meant Rav Tuvia, he would not have just said Tuvia. That would not be how he would say that. So if he said Tuvia and not Rav Tuvia, indicates that he meant Tuvia, not Rav Tuvia. But be inish to Gispe, Hagispe. But if he was very very friendly with Rav Tuvia, and he might have referred to Rav Tuvia as Tuvia, so that then we would assume the opposite. Probably he wants to give it to the Talmud Chacham. And the fact that he did not say Rav Tuvia is not an indicator, because he was very friendly with Tuvia to the point he might have called him Tuvia. Okay, what about also Shnei Tuvia? If two Tuvias came, so we see like this: Shachim and Talmud Chacham. One of them is a neighbor. One of them is a Talmud Chacham who's not a neighbor. Talmud Chacham called him. We assume that probably he meant the Talmud Chacham. Korav Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham called him. Iboy Elohu. Shachim record of ma. If we have a neighbor and we have a relative, which one would we assume that the person meant? Toshma. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Toiv Shochein Korev Me'ach Rochik. A brother, but he's not present, he's distant. A close neighbor is better than a distant brother. So probably, when he meant Tuvia, he meant his neighbor who had helped him and they had involved with him, etc., more than he meant the relative. So we have nothing to go on. It belongs to somebody, and we're trying to figure out what he meant, so we're trying to do it as best as we can, and that is sufficient to fulfill the rotzen of the one who passed away. Shneim kroivim, v'shneim shcheinim, v'shneim chachamim. If you have any scenarios, neither one is nearby, but they're both relatives. Neither one is related, and they're both neighbors, or both of them are chachamim. Then the more shuda the dino, so we can use the approach of called shuda the dino. Shuda dino, we've had it before. Chos Rashi and Tosis. That Shuddhana means we try and figure out what he meant, as Rashi learns. Tosis says that that it doesn't fit over here. When that's all of these other things are trying to figure out what he meant. But now we're saying we don't know what he meant. So what do we do? So the Ben Otam learned to mean should have done. It means it's up to the Dayan to do whatever he wants with it. He, whatever he feels. If let's say we said for argument's sake we don't know what we have, we have no clue at all what the person meant. So the Dayan can give it to every person he feels would deserves to receive it.
Can you split it up?
Depends, I guess, what it is.
Normally, Shuda is in a case where well, first of all, the Mora actually has a machloikus in one place, whether Yachloiku in these or Shuda is better. So apparently, Shuda was as opposed to Yachloiku. But the problem with Yachloiku is, you know, Yachloiku is a nice pshara, but the problem with Yachloiku is it does not fulfill the Ratzon. So according to Rashi, that the point is to try and find the one that he meant. So you're hoping you got the right one. So I'm sure you will not do Yachloiku. That's the advantage of Rashi's Pshat. According to Tosis, that it's just it's a 50-50 shot that you're getting the best, that you're getting the right one.
Here's the thing. I don't know whether in the wife
and
the condition of the pillow.
Okay.
It sounds like
okay, let's see Rashi. It's about three lines into the narrow line. Shachiv chasa lepocket. So chasa died without giving any directive because shetaber benor he drowned. Kedamer b'yivam esperik basra. We had to figure out, and then the person's coming and claiming an article. And you said them have no idea. Matach says Lavush Meshi. It's a silk garment. Tzindabalas. Okay. Who Dharma Lahub Mitzabos Misa. He was giving a command due to Misa. Nachase the Tuvya. I want to give this property to Tuvya. Well Pirish Lays the Tuvya. And he didn't explain which Tuvya. The Gisbe Rogel Etzloy, he's comfortable with him. Amigo, the guy said, "Dodi kar loy bishmoy kila loy nismach." So he might refer to Rav Tuvya, but just by his name, even though he has smicha, just because of the fact that they're very, very friendly with each other. So we have two Tuvyas, and one's a Tamach Chacham. We assume Tamach Chacham Kaidim. The Mistama Adam Matzik Maisov. The school is Peshas Misa. So the point we're saying, the probabilities there, he meant that because he wanted to create a school for himself. Supporting a Talmud Chacham is a school. All of the different rewards that the Nevi'im saw is referring to a person who's giving benefit to a Talmud Chacham. Shuda Daini. So the word shuda means lotion of placing or throwing, you know, literally throwing it. Hatolus had dayanim where the dayan places it to be. Fimasha yiru dayanim shoyad darko shomeis lekarves that yersim is that. Which one they seem to have better relations with or closer relations with? Amisha shivishnei and toiv b'nech b'nech yeshoro. So maybe this is what he meant, because it would be this person is a person who would be a merit to give to such a person.
Did they sort of give him a chance to convince him, to convince the judges, these two people? Is that the idea? He's to hear their stories?
I guess the Dianna would let them talk, but I think the point is the Dianna were going to the people's. The people's. I'm sure the Dayanim would do their own research. They wouldn't rely on the story alone. Shuda is shadi b'yama. They were coming in Yorah b'yama hitl b'yama. He was placed or thrown down into the yam. Okay. Amr le Rabba le Brei the Reb Chiya bar Oven. Rabba said to the son of Reb Chiya bar Oven, "Ta Emel Lecha Milsim Ayusa the Haba Amr Avuch." I want to tell you. Come, I want to tell you this nice thought that your father used to say. So Reb Chiya bar Oven used to say, Hadar Mishmuel. Shmuel said the following rule: Hamar Cheshtar Chayv Lachavei Roy B'Chazu Umachlo is Machlo Nefilo Yarish Machlo. That when a person sells a Shtar Chayv, Reuven has a Shtar Chayv on Shimon, and Reuven sells the Shtar Chayv to somebody to collect. So the chayv is Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven is selling the shtar chayv. You cannot sell the actual chayv. What you can sell is the right to collect. But the chayv really is still the bona fide chayv is still between Reuven and Shimon. And therefore, if Reuven, after he sells the shtar chayv, is meichel the chayv, so what you're left with is that there's no chayv to collect. So the halacha is that the mechila works. Tosfos says tupshatim, either because we hold that mechira shtaris does not work on the derisa level. There's no such thing as mechira shtaris. So the whole thing is only din derabanan. So even after the rabbanan masakin, they do not take away the fact that the derisa doesn't work. So the mechila is still valid, or that there's two parts to every chayv. There's the shibud and the chasim and the shibud aguf. The shibud aguf is the actual, real, bona fide chiyuv that the person takes by borrowing money, and that's between the loiva and the malva. And then the properties, the right to collect from the properties, functions as a secondary guarantee for the personal chayv that he has. The Mor says that the person's property functions the equivalent of his orev, his guarantor. So the ikir chiyuv, that which you can only sell is the shibud nechasim. You can't sell the shibud aguf.
But he can forgive that, though.
That's what he just did.
Forgiving is always good, basically. Then, if he forgives it, so it's always forgiven.
Mechila works on a shibud aguf,
yeah.
Right? So the chiddush over here is, even after he sold the right to collect to somebody else, he still has. He is the one. The chayv is really to him still. He sold the power to collect the chayv, but the chayv is to him. So he's Michael the Chayv. So the Mechila works.
Yeah.
Now, the Gemara discusses that he might have a din of paying the purchaser damages. He was mafs of the purchaser. So that's a different, separate issue. That's not what we're discussing. That's a Chiyav Garmi Grama issue, which he calls vis-a-vis the purchaser. But vis-a-vis the Mechila works, and the Chayv is bottle. And furthermore, the same way the Malva can be Meichel, but even the Yarish can be Meichel. The Malva dies and his son takes over the Chayv. The Malva's son takes over the Chayv. The Malva's son has the power of Mechila. Okay. So that's what Shmuel said.
As long as he's the only one, I guess.
Or they could do it together as a unit. So that's what the Mor is saying, that the Yerush stands with Mokum of his father, so he would inherit the Shibud Aguf. So that's what Shmuel said. Comes along Rav Chiya bar Oven, and he said that even that was Shmuel said that, but Murder Shmuel. So in a case where she brings in a shtar chayv into the marriage, and then after giving it to the husband, she is moichel the chayv that she has to so and so after she gave her husband the right to collect. Say, Mechila doesn't work. the transfer to the husband is not a transfer which is similar to a giving it over as a mechira or as a matana, but rather, like we saw, the more it says in some sense, the husband functions like a yerush. So the husband takes over his rights to the chayiv, become a primary right, not a secondary right. So she can't be moichel. Okay.
Question is this like Tom Barzal?
If it is a tomorrow, I'm sure that's true. I'm not sure if it would come in. Lashon Machnes usually means Lashon Nechitz and Barzal. Kenitzim Elug, it's her chayv, but she has the right to collect it, and once she collects it, the money becomes Karen, and the which belongs to her, and they buy Karka, and the Baal gets Paris. Okay, now the more is gonna. Come back to some points of Shmuel, you know, Shmuel's din, the Garmi issue, etc. But the Gemara introduces this because we've been discussing cases cases of where a person died and how to deal with issues. The Gemara gave this as introduction to the following case. Krivtei the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's relative, a female relative, Zavinta Luxuvasa Vitovis Hanra. So she was married. She had a husband. She has a ksuba from the husband. She sold it to somebody else. She sold the right to collect to a third party. The Tavis HaNoah is a way to say just for a minimal amount. Now, Igrisha, she was divorced. The Ksuba had not been collected yet. Vishkiva, and now she died. Okay. So also Katovel Labarta, the daughter was trying to the daughter who of the mother, she was, I guess she didn't have any sons, was trying to argue that the sale was not valid and she has the right to collect the ksuba. The purchasers were claiming that they want to collect the ksuba. So, Omer Rav Nachman, Leka Delisrila Eitza. There's nobody here is giving the girl any suggestions of how to deal with the situation. Okay. What's the solution? Here's the Eitza. Tezel betachli l'ksubasa de'ima l'gabi avua. So she's the Yerush of the Chayv. So even after they bought it, she has a right to be, she as the Yerush has a right to be Meichelet. Now that she's Meichel the Chayv, well, she's also the Yerush of the father. Matir simine. So Rav Nachman said to the Talmidim, like, you know, nobody seems to be, like, you know, he wasn't telling her directly. He was talking to her and said, you know, I mean, this is what you would tell her to do, right? Well, so Shema, so I guess she heard about it. And Ozla Achilta, so she came up with this great eitzah. So be merchel lechayiv that the father had to them, that the mother had the claim of the mother had on the father. So now they can't collect, and then she's yarish lechayiv. Now Tosfos is going to deal with the more is going to say that there's din of the garmi involved in it. So what did she gain? Okay. So Amar Nachman, so Nachman said, "Asina watzmina karchei the yonim." So we've created a situation that we're acting like lawyers, giving eitzes, and the Mishnah says you're not supposed to give erchei the yonim. So Mora says, "So mikar my sover, lebesayif my sover." I mean, he sounded like the chachila. He was suggesting somebody should do this. You know, he personally didn't want to get involved, but he held it was the right thing to do, and then he's getting upset that we did it. Like, so, well, what was your thought process? So Mora says, "Mikar sover mipsarcha lo tisalom." Because it says that for a relative, you can't ignore the needs of a relative. Well, the safe suburb of them chasher shiny, but he held, yeah, but that he as an adam chasher can't get involved in these type of situations.
Even so, for a family person.
Even for a family person. Okay. Adam chasher.
We have chasher.
What?
Didn't we have this before? That same sort of back and forth. When we were talking about the Asinat's Mena Korfei,
yeah,
there's the same response.
The same response, correct? Okay, let's hold it here.